father forced his scientist's son to become a doctor. Though the son was not very much interested in becoming a doctor, but still the father explained to that son that he has to become a doctor. Otherwise, what is he going to do by becoming a scientist? He would not be able to earn as much if he becomes a scientist. So that son, who had the abstract bent of mind and philosophical way of thinking, he became a doctor. Once a patient came to him, and the patient was suffering from pneumonia. The doctor opened the books and he came to the conclusion that there is no cure for this. And after reading the book, he told that patient that there is no hope for you and you will die within 1 week. So the patient was depressed and the patient went home. But after 1 month, whilst roaming in the garden, the doctor happened to see that patient and the patient was alive. And the doctor asked, "How come you are still alive and so lively? You should have been dead by 1 week." He said, "Yes, you had told me that I am going to die in 1 week. But then I decided, why should not I live my life to the full if I am about to die? So I went to the shop and ate 32 potato pancakes, pakoda. And after eating those 32 pancakes, I became all right." So the doctor went to his office and he wrote in his diary, "The cure for pneumonia has been discovered now. And the cure is 32 pancakes." After some time, a shoemaker comes to him. And the shoemaker suffers from pneumonia. And this doctor tells him, "You need not to worry now. The cure is discovered. Now go immediately and eat 32 pancakes." So the shoemaker goes back and he eats 32 pancakes. After that, he is not seen. So doctor is worried. What has happened? So after 1 or 2 weeks, he goes to the house of that shoemaker. He knocks the door, but nobody answers. The neighbor comes and says, he asks the neighbor, "What has happened?" The neighbor says, "He had come from one doctor and he ate 32 pancakes and after that he died." So the doctor said, "Oh." And he comes back and writes in his diary, If one gets pneumonia, and if suppose a person is tailor, he can be saved. But if one gets pneumonia and he eats 32 pancakes, and if that person happens to be a shoemaker, he is about to die. So that is his conclusion. So this is known as abstract way of thinking. This is known as incoherent way of thinking, where person comes to wrong decisions, arrives at wrong conclusions. So the whole world is suffering from this disease of abstract thinking. Inconclusive decisions or wrong way of thinking. And if you analyze the world, the conclusions are formed on assumptions, superstitions, traditions, cultures, ceremonials, or the things which have been said by seniors. And this is how the society is formed, based upon confused philosophical thinking, or they are found on individual experiences, and that's why the ultimate truth is lost. Nobody knows what the truth is. Nobody knows who is God, and nobody knows what is religion, and nobody knows what is this world. Nobody knows anything about truth. So when such an era of darkness comes, the light has to come. The light of truth has to come. And the ultimate truth descends on the earth. And that truth is God Himself. So today's Avyakta Murli is based upon the power of truth. So we have to go back to 1985 in Om Shanti Bhavan, when Baba is relating this Murli. The Murli is basically about different methods of revealing the Father. It's more upon, it's based on different methods of doing service, because it has been 50 years then completing the services. Yajna had started way back in 1936, and in 1986, we were to complete 50 years. So there were a lot of enjoyment, enthusiasm in the air about celebrating this 50 years of Yajna. So Baba is telling different yuktis, different methods about telling revelation of the truth. So the Murli starts with the word Sat. There is a difference in the word Sat and Satya. What is it? One is Sat, another is Satya. Both are Sanskrit words. Sat means which is true always, which is Satya throughout, which is imperishable. Truth means truth. Satya is truth. But Satya is something even higher than Satya. So, at the onset, Baba mentioned 8 types of truth. And what are they? First, Sat Bap, that is true father. He is the true father. Second, Sat Shikshak, he is the true teacher. Third, he is the Sat Guru, he is the true preceptor, he is the true guru. Till now, we knew about the Laukik father, but not about the spiritual father. Baba says, I am your spiritual father and I am your true father. I am your true teacher, because that teacher teaches you limited things. I teach you something of the infinity. And Sat Guru, I am the one who show you the path of salvation, which nobody else can do. So he is the true father, he is the true teacher, and he is the true guru. Fourth, we, children, we are the embodiment of truth. Baba says, we children are the embodiment of truth. Satya Swarup. We are the very embodiment of truth. So our father is truth and we are also true. We are also truth. Then this is true knowledge. Satya Gyan. There is so much knowledge in the world, but that knowledge has not helped man to become happy. Rather, man has become more and more unhappy. There are so many religions in the world, each religion blowing its own trumpet, each potter praising his own pot. But the truth is lost, and that's where the happiness is lost, and that's where the peace that should have prevailed upon this earth is no more there. So, this is true knowledge. Then, this is true love. Baba said, you get true love here. And this is true family. Satya Parivar. This is true family. And eighth, true attainment, Satya Prapti. So these are the eight truths in the first paragraph of today's Murli. True father, true teacher, true guru, true children, true gyan, true knowledge, true love, true family, and true attainments. Baba said, how is it that you have come to Raj Yoga or to this godly university? You were born in different culture. You were following different system, different religion, different ceremonials, riti rasm. Everything was different. And yet you came to this because you understood that this is the true father, true teacher and true Sadguru. Because you understood that this is true knowledge, this is true love, this is true attainment, and this is true family. Which is why you have come here. So the Murli starts with eight type of truths. Then, next paragraph. Two meanings of Gya Sat. Baba said, the word Sat has got two meanings. First, truth, Satya, and second, Avinashi. That is imperishable. What Avinashi? So you have got imperishable family, you have got imperishable attainments, you have got imperishable Gyan. So these are the two meanings of the word Sat. And then Baba is talking something about revelation, something about initial days of service of Yajna. In the initial days, how the service used to be there. So Baba said, in the initial days, you used to fill form. And then you would be asking questions like, is God omnipresent? Who is the sermonizer of Bhagavad Gita? Which is the true knowledge? So Baba said, there was a time in Yajna when you used to write such questions and you used to get this forms filled. But later on you changed. Now you don't ask such direct questions. You asked indirect questions. And through indirect means, you make them cooperative and then gradually make them come to truth. So, the earlier days of services were different, now they are different. And Baba said, unless and until they understand that there is just one Father, there is just one way, one rasta, one path, they will keep on holding upon to straws, tinka. They will keep on holding upon those straws. Unless and until this bhranti, this illusion of different things go away, Vishwa Shanti will never come. The world peace will not descend unless and until this delusion of separateness or different things, unless and until they understand the unity, oneness, they will not come to truth. So this was about the original days of service. So the first thing Baba said was eight types of truth. Second, earlier ways of service. And third, something about revelation. And the fourth, Madhuban. This Madhuban, this is your home. And there are five specialities of this Madhuban. when you do service in Madhuban, you get ready-made things. And what are the things you get in Madhuban? Stage. Outside you have to create a stage. Here you have ready-made stage. You don't have to create stage. For example, if you are conducting program in some center and many people are about to come, you have to hire a, take a room on rent or hall on rent. Baba said, here you have got ready-made stage. So that's the speciality of Madhuban. Second, in Madhuban, you have got ready-made atmosphere, Vayumandal. There, you don't have ready-made atmosphere. Here you have atmosphere. Third, clean intellect. Clean intellect. You have ready-made intellect here. That's the speciality of Madhuban. Then, the land of love. Here you have got Sneha Ki Bhumi, land of love. And fifth, Pavitra Palna, pure sustenance or sustenance of purity. So these are the five things which are present only in Madhuban, which are not there outside. So Baba said, in Madhuban, you get these five things. A ready-made stage, a ready-made atmosphere. You have clean intellect. The cooperation of clean intellect. You have got land of love and you have got sustenance of purity. You know, when they conduct programs in centers in India, many times they hire halls which are in fact marriage halls. So the atmosphere is never that pure. But in Madhuban, you have got these five specialities which are not found available at centers. So this is a great bonus, a great mileage that we get in Madhuban. So Baba said, in Madhuban, you have got these five type of help. Ready-made stage, Vayumandal, you have got clean intellect, you have got purity, Palna, pure sustenance, and you have got Sneha Ki Dharni, land of love. So these are the five things which are very much special in Madhuban. So that's the fourth point. Madhuban. And then fifth, Baba has mentioned eight different types of yuktis for doing service. What are they? Baba said, till now you have been conducting programs, you have been doing conferences and multiple things. Now you have to do something else. Something that the whole world will come under the shade of one flag. And people will say that this is the only truth. And people will say that he is the only one father. And people would say that this is the only path. The one way. Ek hi rasta. There is no other path other than this. Till now they say it's very good. And they are doing good work. Baba says, no, they should say, this is the only work. This is the God's work. This is the God's place. That part is still remaining. So Baba has mentioned about eight different types of yuktis. First, workshop. First, workshop. What is it? Workshop. Which workshop to conduct? Is God omnipresent? Different aspects about Gita. So Baba said, conduct a workshop. This is very important. Second, sharing of personal experiences. Baba said, when you give speeches, share your personal experience, anubhuti. This is the new method of seva. Conduct a workshop where there would be discussions. Baba also said that amongst them also there are some very intelligent people who are speakers. So sit with them and discuss. Discuss Gyan. Discuss some philosophical questions like oneness of God, which is even other religions also accept that God is one. So discuss, conduct a workshop on that. And then through that workshop, turn the topic. Like, rather than saying God is not omnipresent, don't say that. Say that, if God is one, what are the things we are going to get from Him? If God is one, what are the different relationships we have from Him? So, the second is sharing of personal experiences. Then third, authority, truth, humility, and feeling of mercy. Authority, satya, namrata, and rahamdil. Baba said, use these, the four things, for service. They should not feel that they are very arrogant. They should feel that they carry authority, because they are talking truth. And also there should be humility, namrata, and there should be feeling of mercy. So combine these four things in your services. So this is a new thing Baba is telling us. So first, conduct workshop. Second, personal sharing. Third, include these four things in the service. Fourth, different topics, different speakers. It should not be that one speaker is talking every gyan, all gyan. There should be four speakers. He will tell about who is God. He will tell about the nature of God as a point of light. Then somebody will tell about Gita. Then somebody will tell about something else. So different points, different speakers, different topics. So Baba said, take different topics. One topic on Rajyoga, another topic on Gita, another topic on God, another topic on soul. So have different speakers and different topics. This is a very good yukti. Then fifth, slogans. Baba said, take slogans and explain them. For example, God is not human being. This is a slogan. Now take the slogan and explain on it. This is a good yukti. Any slogan. For example, one can take even worldly slogan. Faith in God helps you in the time of difficulties. This is a simple slogan, which is in the world. So you can use slogans and give speeches on slogans. That is the fifth yukti for pratyakshata, for revelation, for newness, for golden age, jubilee celebration. Then sixth, painless arrow. You should shoot, but there should not be any bleeding. Without any dard, without any pain. Use this weapon, painless arrow. So explain them in such a manner. Baba said there must be some VIPs, some scholars amongst them. So sit with them and discuss with them some different issues so that they would get convinced without getting hurt. Otherwise, if you say that, for example, somebody comes and says, whom you are worshipping? He says, Lord Ram. And you say, well, Ram is not God. He is just a deity. He will feel hurt. Or if somebody is saying that I am worshipping Hanuman, you say, you are worshipping that monkey god. He is not God. He is just a deity. He is a mythological figure. He is imaginary. He will say, you are very arrogant. Go away. They will not listen. So, painless arrows. Seventh method is speeches. Baba said, bring some new Roop Rekha, some new blueprint, some newness in your speeches, the way you give speech. You should give different speeches, but bring newness in speeches. That's very important. and the last eighth. This is said, Baba said, after meeting with the double foreigners, the last paragraph of the Murli, where Baba said, plan is the seed. Plan is the seed. So make the seed very powerful, so that the fruit will be very powerful. So that is the yukti for service. So this was 35 years back, Baba is telling. And right now, if we see, we are already doing all this, or even more than this. Already wings are formed. Already so many groups are formed. We have Spark, we have medical wing, we have engineering wing, we have political wing. So we are already doing all these things which Baba told 35 years back. So these are the different yuktis Baba has mentioned in today's Avyakta Murli for Golden Jubilee celebration. First, Baba said, conduct workshop. Second, share personal experience. Don't just give speeches. Share how I experienced, how I met God. Share how Baba helped me. Share with them. Anubhuti. So personal sharing is very important. Then use these things. Be very humble. Have merciful attitude. And but yet authority. And yet truth. So these four things. Then different speakers and different topics. Don't talk on one topic. Take different topics. Like we have Rajyoga Shibir. So they divide it into so many topics. First day, soul. Second day, God. Third day, they talk about Srishti, this world cycle. And then home. And then karma philosophy. And different concepts about God. So it's like Rajyoga Shibir. So different, that's what they think. And then the Baba said, give speeches on slogans. And then he said, painless arrows. They should not hurt. They should not pierce. But our work should be done. And then speeches, some new ruprekha, some new outline in speech. Bring some newness in speech. For that you'll have to churn knowledge. And the last eight, the plan. Baba said, plan is a seed. Make this seed very, very powerful. So that the fruit would be very powerful. So that when you plow the land, the fruit, the harvest would be very powerful. So these are the eight different methods. In conferences, they usually make charters, like and Jagdish Bhai had made a charter in the first conference 1983. Jagdish Bhai ji had made a charter, means some minutes of the meeting. Sar, this is the meeting which has taken place, and now these are the points which are to be followed, which will be supplemented, which will be distributed everywhere. Suppose we are taking one meeting about what to do about water. Water is not coming. So 10 people from 10 different departments sat together. And then meeting took place for 1 hour. And after that, the minutes of the meeting. So they make certain common conclusive points which are to be followed. So these are the charter. In 1983, there was a peace conference here. So they had made about huge list of different charters. So Baba said, that you are already doing, that's good. Because this Murli is in 85 and charters were made in 83 already. So Baba said, this time bring some newness. Create workshop, create seminar, create some personal sharing experiences, give speeches, but newness, slogans and different speaker, different topics and making the plan powerful. So all these things. So this Murli has got these all points. So first we saw eight type of truths. Sat Bap, Sat Shikshak, Sat Guru, Sat Gyan, Sat Prapti, Sat Prem, Sat Parivar. So these are eight different types of truth. Then we saw two meanings of the word Sat. Then we saw five specialities of Madhuban. And then we saw eight types of different yuktis. Om Shanti.